Are You Awake? An improvised podcast of Late Night Conversations by Impro Melbourne.
You comfy?
Kinda.
It sounded like a good idea.
Yeah.
You would do that as this is a kid, like you pitch a tent in the backyard and it tops until about 1 a.m. when it's cold and the wind's rattling the shit and you just want to go inside but you can't because, you know, your brother's going to rag on you.
Well, I would have just gone in because I didn't have an older brother, so.
Nice though.
It's cold, but look at those stars.
Hey.
So far away, so timeless.
When did you realize, like as a kid, did you have a moment you realize that one day you're going to die?
Yeah. We had a cat that had kittens. And my sister was really little. She was like 3. And the kittens had like just been born. And like she didn't know, and she just thought they were all dirty because they had like blood and stuff on them still. And so she gave them a bath, but it was like in freezing cold water. So then like all the kittens died of cold. And I can remember like sitting there crying, and I had like this tiny little kitten. It was so cold, and I didn't know things could be that cold.
Yeah, my beagle died. Lawrence, it's like we just found him in the morning. He was just lying under the clothesline, and it's like it's hard to believe he's ever alive. Like animals, they're so dead.
Do you remember the first time you saw a dead person?
Yeah, it was my pop's feet. On his birthday, he had a heart attack. And I remember I was running in because I caught a daddy long legs and I wanted to show him how brave I was. I caught it on his roses. And I was running inside like a big family do. And I got into the kitchen and everyone was just really still. And I could see in the lounge room just his feet on the ground. And I thought, oh, Poppy's asleep. But Mum was crying. And then Aunt Sue like screamed at us, get out! So all of us, like me and the 3 brothers, we just spent like 6 hours out in the backyard just kind of looking, trying to look in through the kitchen window without getting caught. His feet, one shoelace was untied. That's weird because Pop, he was always really, neat. What about you?
It was like, it wasn't even someone I really knew. It's just like this old nun that used to teach at my school, and she died, and for some reason we all the kids in the school, we had to like go, they had the rosary before the funeral, and we went and we all had to like walk up and do the sign of the cross on her forehead. And then again, it was so cold. She was so cold. That's all I can think about is like how cold she was.
Oh, God. God, the church, man.
Yeah. But I kind of appreciate it, you know, because, like you were separated from your pop, right? Like,
Yeah. You
separated from his death. And here we were being, like, pushed right into it and saying, yeah, come on, get in there and touch it and feel it and smell it and be one with it. Don't be afraid of it. And I kind of appreciate that, you know?
Yeah, I wanted to cuddle him. I remember getting mad because Mum was trying to later on, she's trying to explain that Poppy's gone to heaven and I wasn't buying it. I just wanted to cuddle him. I just wanted to cuddle Poppy because I thought he'd be cold.
And what harm would it have done? You know, like he's gone. Let you cuddle him. You're the one who needs the comfort, right?
Do you ever think about me dying?
Sometimes.
Yeah, I think about you dying. Sometimes, like, I just look at you like you're making a cup of tea and you're just so full of life, and then think one day she's not going to be here. And I can't hold it. I can't hold it in me, you know?
I worry about you being alone more, I think. The other day I was at the train station and I saw this old man, and he was trying to buy a cup of coffee, and he was having trouble with the FPOS machine, and he was alone. And I was like, that man needs somebody with him, helping him, loving him. And I thought, what if I die and you're alone, and you're that old man at the coffee shop and you can't buy a coffee because you're alone and I'm not there?
I can't use FPOS now.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't want you to be on your own ever.
Okay. I promise to die first.
Well, statistically speaking, that's probably going to happen. Oh, God, moving closer, it is so cold, and there is some... What is this thing under my back? Oh.
It's the axle, probably.
Oh. Why did we ever think this was a good idea?
It's nice.
You've been listening to Are You Awake? An improvised podcast by Impro Melbourne. This episode featured the voices of Tim Redmond and Gillian Healy. To find out more about Impro Melbourne, head to our website at impromelbourne.com.au. Thanks for listening, and sleep tight.